What is going on, crypto family? So today we got the super successful, charismatic, and super controversial John McAfee on the show. We start off this interview right smack dab in the middle of what he's currently going through. And then I have him explain to us, for people that haven't been following the story, why he's on the run. I let John do most of the speaking here because, you know, he's a really interesting guy. And while I had a bunch of questions I didn't really ask, I thought it was more important to have him speak and talk versus break the flow of this chat. And you know, in this chat, we discussed all kinds of things like his thoughts on the government, paying taxes, the media, the CIA, crypto, blockchain, China coming into crypto and blockchain, what it means for the dollar. It was really cool to hear his perspective on things. So please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. Let's go check this guy out, and I'll catch you on the other side. What is going on, crypto family? So today we have the one and only John McAfee with us. Really appreciate you coming on, buddy. What part of the world are you in?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you, but I'd have to kill you if I did. we haven't even told our closest friends for the past 4 months where we are. Well, not our families, not our friends, nobody. That's the most extreme it's been since I've been to JAMS. I've been to these, you know, situations before in my life. But after we got out of jail in the Dominican Republic, it was clear that the CIA / whoever, FBI, anyway, the U.S. was clear on intent on getting me back. We had been thrown out of Cuba, thank God. The Cuban government came to Janice and I and said, very politely, said, you know, the U.S. government has demanded or has asked that we return you to Miami. We don't think it's in our interest to do that. If you would simply leave of your own accord to go wherever you wish. And if you do it within 72 hours, you know, then happy travels. We were out of there in about 50 hours. We're on a big yacht and it's hard to get ready quickly. So we were out 4.5 days to the Dominican Republic. They don't even let us go through customs or immigration. We pull into port and we are surrounded by soldiers with semi-automatic weapons on edge. And then 4 days later, after softening us up in Dominican Republic jails, I do not recommend them. I mean, if you want to have a jail experience, which I do recommend for everybody. No, I'm serious. I am serious here. We would not be passing laws, putting people in prison for years for possession or use of drugs if we ourselves had spent a month in prison. Oh, yeah. I promise you, people. I promise you. So in any case, after 4 days of softening in Dominican Republic jails, whoa, they are way down there. Although they had fucking mattresses. Now, this is in Guatemala for a month and a half. They had a fucking mattress, all right? On a goddamn concrete floor. No heat. But anyway, that's a different story. So when we get out, and by the way, I had managed, they were trying to keep us away from lawyers, but that's hard to do. I mean, lawyers smell money. You know, on the other side of the earth, while they're scuba diving off the coast of Guadalupe. I mean, they can smell it. I mean, they are up to the surface and we're going.
That is not false.
So what happened is two very enterprising lawyers, God bless you two, by the way, the lawyers, managed to get to me. And I go, we want to be your lawyers. I said, done. You're my lawyers now. Said, help us out here. So they were getting some information and saying, well, they're charging you with bringing guns into the Dominican Republic illegally, and they're going to deport you back to America. I go, wait, ask a fucking question. Did I come from America? No. I came from Cuba. Did I go to Cuba from America? No. I came from the Bahamas. And on, why the fuck are you sending me to America? At the end, when it became clear that that's what they were going to do, I had the lawyers file a brief with the Dominican Republic courts demanding that I get my say prior to being treated, as I'm saying, in an unconstitutional for the Dominican Republic's constitution in an unconstitutional manner. Well, fuck me, the courts are going to have to hear it because I'm already in the news all over Latin America, every fucking Spanish language newspaper. John McAfee arrested the Dominican Republic with his wife and his staff. And so anyway, so they did. it's a long story how we got there, including involving me in front of Janice and everybody collapsing on the floor, pretending to have a stroke to buy us time until the lawyers came back with this piece of paper, which we did. And I was in the hospital at the time, and Janice is by my side being the attentive, worrying wife. And the lawyers came in with the paper. I go, fuck me, I feel better. Okay, let me out of here. So, but in any case,
miracle.
So in any case, at that point, this story's fucking turned. We went from a jail cell with no glass in the windows, just rusted iron fucking bars in the most miserable fucking conditions, into a limousine and hustled to the Santiago Airport, International Airport, put in a VIP room reserved for diplomats, got served by gentlemen wearing formal attire and white gloves, I swear to God, and them praying that I did not change my mind and go, yes, I do want to see this through the courts. It would have collapsed the Dominican Republic, and it would have sent shockwaves throughout the CIA and America, because it was clearly a CIA setup engineered by them and carried out by the security forces and the surveillance community of the Dominican Republic, all working hand in hand. The Caribbean is just part of America, people. They may speak different languages and call them. No, fuck me. They're owned by America. They ask, where do you want to go, Mr. McAfee? Now they're treating us like God, because if this comes out that they did, that they grabbed me before I could even enter the country and then charged me with bringing weapons into the country. It was nonsense. We had the weapons laid out on the table, ready to show to customs. In any case, had that come to light, bad shit. Please, Mr. McAfee, just get the fuck out of our country anywhere. I said England, both my wife and I. Now, and that's what happened. They paid. I have been deported from countries all around the world. Never have the countries paid for my deportation. Ever. Okay. So that's no way. They paid the airfare. So, you can't beat that shit. So anyway, and we got to London. I then severed my primary network. Every single connection. My friends. When I say severed, they do not know where I am. And I also severed means of communications. And I had to go to my secondary network, which I had not activated in probably 15 years. And so Janice and I were marginal for a while until I could get my people together and we got settled in an extremely safe place. Unfortunately, I'm still having to communicate from a Faraday cage. Why? Yeah. Because I can't risk a single signal leaving this room.
Wow.
It could be detected anywhere outside this room, other than a signal that I choose, which is hardwired and goes over a very complex underground network that nobody will ever find. So, sure.
And for people that want a little bit of the backstory here, I mean, what's the reason for being in hiding? What's the reason for, cutting off communications? I mean, you told us, what happened, just recently, but what's the real reason, for the secrecy?
Oh, why? Okay. The government has in fact been after me for 2 years, ever since I started talking about crypto and how we can, you can not pay taxes if you want. You can relieve yourself from the financial burden of a corrupt government by having your own currency. Well, that scares government terrifically, especially when I imply you don't have to pay taxes, and I have not paid taxes for 10 years. They never bothered me before. Suddenly, on January the 22nd, they convened a grand jury, the IRS, over unspecified but felonious tax charges, because you don't convene grand juries otherwise. I chose simply to leave the country rather than answer to these absurd and bizarre accusations that they will manifest out of their own database of data and get people to believe. I don't care what it is. I'm not standing for it anymore. And this is not the first time I've been on the run. I mean, I was on the run from Belize. Okay, that was a big story 10 years ago. or no, 8 years ago, 7 years ago. So I'm always on the run from something because I just don't, I can't stop poking the stick at what I see is something wrong. What is wrong in my worldview? Anything that creates a world for my children that is not as good as the one I was born into, because I hopefully want them to have a better one. And that should be every human's final obligation, leave a better world, people.
Indeed.
I'm 74. I got nothing else to do I?
So the reason for not paying taxes, I mean, most people would agree that they like infrastructure. They like, you know, police and fire and, you know, having an army, whatever. And, you know, taxes in theory are supposed to go to that. What's the reason for not wanting to pay it?
See, I hear that argument all the time.
No, it's just common.
No, it's not common wisdom, sir. We never had income taxes prior to 1913.
Yeah, Federal
and
Reserve.
We had an army and police and cities and an infrastructure that was greater than any in the fucking world. So don't tell me, people, that we have to tax our labor, the sweat of our brow, the fruits of our work, because that's slavery. That is the fucking definition. That's serfdom. What did kings used to do? You came and he owned everything. The land, you got to use it. You may grow potatoes on it, but I'm going to come buy whatever I fucking want and take as many potatoes as I fucking need. I may take 20% of your whole fucking crop if I choose. That's serfdom, and that's what we are living in, people. For fuck's sake, wake up.
Yeah. Again, you know, the creature from Jekyll Island, Dr. G. Edward Griffin wrote about it, you know, the 1913, how everything came to pass. I was just curious as to why your take on why not to pay taxes, because it seems that they have a system in place that they seem to want to protect at all costs. So
what is that system? That system is a system of taking money from our pockets and putting it into the pockets of the rich and powerful. But let me ask you, where do you think the money comes from? Who actually makes the money? We do.
Sure.
We do by working and producing, people. They don't. Sitting in government, their job is to take as much of that production that we produce as slaves and put it into their pockets and the pockets of their friends and families.
Interesting. So as far as you as a person, what is it you want the world to know about, you know, John McAfee, man? Sum yourself up for us. I mean, we know that you're a super successful business guy. We know that you're super charismatic, a great speaker, sometimes controversial. But who is John McAfee, man? Like, you know, kind of sum us up for you.
I mean, that question always mystifies me, because first of all, why on earth is that important? I mean, I'm just a 74-year-old man talking. It's not who I am that you should ask yourself. Is, am I saying something that's insane, or am I saying something that's resonating?
Sure.
With your own experience, your own heart. I mean, your own truth. And if that's happening, who the fuck I am is of no interest to me or to anybody. What's of interest to me?
Sure.
It's seriously to, in my last few years, do everything within my power so that my children and grandchildren and your children and grandchildren will have a world better than the one that I entered. And right now, the world, if I were to leave it today, is a quarter of the world in terms of possibilities, in terms of hopes, the attainment of your dreams. Now, that was real when I was born, people, and everybody did it. Now, we have one quarter of that. And I refuse to leave this fucking planet without doing something to return it to that glorious state it was in when I was born. And And don't sit there and say, oh, you had your problems. Of course we did. Racial, military, all kinds of problems. But we also had freedom, people.
Yeah.
Which we no longer have.
Yeah, no, I hear you. What do you think one of the biggest misconceptions people just in general have about the world around themselves?
Well, the biggest misconception is that almost everybody constructs their view of reality based on what the media says. All right? Well, first of all, everything that comes from the media is a misconception. I'd like to, can I spend 4 minutes here?
Sure.
Just telling a story.
By all means.
There used to be storytellers
Jesus.
That entertained us, right? That spoke. And they spoke from their experience and picked and chose those stories that would best help enlighten, protect, or improve someone's understanding of a subject, whether it was how to hunt boar or alligator, or how to live in a sane society. So our storytellers today are the media. And of the trillions, because the media is not just one person, they have access to the world's information. And of the trillion or so potential stories that are actually happening today on this planet, the media will pick and choose 20, maybe 30, seldom more. And that will be the focus until boredom sets in and they need another story. So the stories that they choose, people, aren't chosen to help you understand the world that you live in, or how to catch a boar, or how to live peacefully in a society. No, these are going to be the stories that create in you attitudes and beliefs that are supportive of the corrupt and decaying system in which you live.
So the media is programming us.
Well, yeah. Duh.
Yeah.
Duh. How many stories go on for days about grandmother's apple pie? I mean, that's a story.
Yeah.
You know, or please God, there are an infinite number of stories. If looked at from the infinite numbers of possible perspectives for each story, and we choose 20 or 30 for the entire fucking world.
Sure. Seems like
ask yourself why. Ask yourself why all the media will pick on one subject. Bombing in Boston, okay. All right. But while that was happening, there were far worse horrors happening in this world, which we paid no attention to, and most people did not know even happened because the press decided we won't tell that story. That story is not in our interest. I'm telling you the truth. We have time for... Oh, no, we have time for more?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. So, I mean, as far as, the media, what they tell us, you think it's to push agendas, or you think it's to program us? You think it's all of the above? You think it's to distract us from, other things that are going on? What's the reason behind it, you feel?
Okay. You have to consider the possibility that the media is simply an arm of the government, divided into the two parties that are at war and have been at war for 100 fucking years. And if you want proof of that, pick the New York Times. You find me and count the percentage of stories which support right-wing Republican agendas. It is less than 0.5% of all their stories. And then you look at conservative newspapers, I won't name names, and you look at their stories and stories in these newspapers that support or in any way suggest we should look at these things, something positive to the other side, less than one half of 1%. People wake the fuck up. So if you read one paper and one alone, and someone else reads the opposite, you will never be able to communicate on anything in this world, because the only things you know how to communicate about are those things you know about. Sure. And how do you know about things? From the fucking media. These people see the nightmare that we are in, and no one bothers to notice we're in a war. We're in the middle of a war. It's a civil war, not being fought with bullets, but being fought with the hearts and minds of the American public, as divided by our two-party system.
Gotcha. So there's a war on for our minds. Do you feel that you running for office for president isn't so much to win, but just to educate, you know, people on the very things you're talking about right here?
Yeah, well, let's get one thing perfectly clear. If anybody in your viewership believes that I have a rat's chance in hell of being president, then I'm really sorry. But you need to go out of the house more and see the world. Because there's no way I'm John McAfee. Good God almighty, people.
So they're reading the wrong paper?
Pardon?
They're reading the wrong paper if they feel that?
They're reading the wrong. And I don't know which paper that would be. Okay. That would be a new one. Okay, that paper, in fact, I'd like to read, because what the fuck? No, I can't be. So why am I running? Because I get access to the national stage. As soon as my party ramps up and we get some real debates going on, I want to come in by video, for those that will allow it. And I will start debating. But I'm not going to debate in the way that we've always debated. Mr. McAfee, what would you do your first day in the Oval Office?
And I'd like to know.
and my last debate, I said, please, people, do you see the idiocy of this? I'm not going to have a first day in the Oval Office, and neither are any of us standing on this stage today. We can't be president. The last possible chance for a third party was Ross Perot. With all of that energy and money, it was beaten back by our two-party system. That was the last assault. There will be no other. So we're not going to be president. Why should we be standing here and debating? We should be debating the best way to wake up the American public.
Yeah, but hypothetically, just say you were president for the day. What would be the first thing that you would do? I think a lot of people would love to hear.
Well, I'd smoke some weed, and I'd invite my friends over, and I'd say, I'm going to resign later today as soon as I'm able to. But while we're here, let's get the Secret Service to walk our asses around this big ass White House and tell us what this is all about and where it came from. Wouldn't that be fun? And then go home, because I don't want the job. I'm not the man for the job. You think I have that type of leadership and organizational capabilities? I'm here to tell you now, I do not. I do not. I would be a terrible president. A terrible president. And I would not want the job. And right now, at this moment, given the fucked up nature of our system, it doesn't matter who's president. You think Trump is better than Clinton? Or Trump is worse than Hillary? Or anybody is better than? No, please God, nothing changes. Look at history, the history that you know. Has there been in your lifetime any change in your life that you can recognize and point to that happened because so-and-so got into office or did not? I challenge you to point that out, because you can't do it.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. The system, is like a car with a broken steering wheel. It does not matter who's driving. That car is going to go where that car is going to go.
Yeah. To your point, it seems that it doesn't matter who takes office. It seems there's other people with other agendas that appear to be pulling the strings of the president. It appears that no matter what their intentions are, they're not really able to do whatever they set out to do once they get there.
No, of course, of course they can't. Of course they can't, because the CIA and to a lesser extent other intelligence agencies see politicians as transients. That's the name they give them inside the closed offices with a smirk. Transients. Why? Because they are. The CIA people, you're there for life, dude. You can't even retire. Well, you do allegedly, but you stop getting a government check and start getting a check from some secret corporation, and you're still expected to answer the call of duty night and day until you die. So you've got this compared to somebody who's here for 4 fucking years, 8 at the most. Of course they're transients. And according to the CIA thought, of course these people are not capable of making decisions in the interest of this country because they don't know jack shit. We've been spying on the rest of the world for 75 fucking years. We know what's going on. And it would take us 10 years to educate the president enough so that he could actually function on his own. So fuck no, we feed the president whatever information we would like. It simply keeps him occupied and the American public entertained. You know, feed him something that'll cause a flack between him and the Democrats. Good, that's great. Get that out of the way. Now let's get back to work. This is how it's viewed. And you must see people to a high degree, they are right. They are fucking right. Of course, this is what would have happened. That a shadow government is, of course, created by those people who are career government patriots and can't tolerate the transients who come through and simply take up valuable time. And the ones that fuck with them, like Kennedy, simply get shot. So they're unfuckwithable people. Now, is this a better way to run the country? I don't fucking know. All I know is it wasn't what I voted for. And it was not what our Constitution intended. Now, if they would sit the fuck down with the world and say, yes, of course, yeah, we are indeed the government, but here's why. You expect a president to come into office on day one and to understand the complexities of Middle Eastern politics, history, political alliances, culture, religion, and how all of that interplays across the globe from region to region. Because it took me 15 years to find it out, talking for the CIA, that's what they'll say. Took me 15 years. So you're worthless, Mr. President. You're here to entertain the American public and let them believe we still have a fucking constitution.
Give them food, and drink, and sport.
If you do not do that, pardon?
Give them food, drink, and sport, and the people will never revolt.
That's right. Caesar. And they do the same thing with Congress. And here's how they do it legally. You understand? They have legally created the system. Presidents have top secret clearances. They're able to access any information. Well, so do I. Same clearance. But top secret doesn't mean, I get to access all top secret information. Fuck no. It means that if somebody somewhere thinks, you know, we ought to tell the president about this one because he may need to know, right? And then they tell you. But keep in mind the way they look at presidents as transients incapable of dealing with their jobs, they don't tell them much. And when they do, it is frequently disinformation designed to further the interests of the CIA. For example, Second Gulf War, Mr. Bush, we have discovered with 100% certainty that Saddam is harboring nuclear weapons. And we don't have to tell you what course you have to take. You have to invade, sir. Well, the CIA knew there were no weapons there. Everybody knew except the president and Congress. they were told explicitly and given all the supporting documentation to prove it. Created by who? By the CIA people. Now, this is not, thank God, this is not an evil, perverse group of people. Thank God for that. And by some miracle of heaven, these people, I believe, are true patriots that truly want the best for America. But they have noticed that since they came into existence as the Central Intelligence Agency, that should be a warning for those of you wanting to create artificial intelligence, by the way, if you get my drift. But anyway, so since they were created and they now do have the intelligence, and we do have the career agents and station managers and officers, and we know it all, but it can't possibly be shared, else it would all fall apart. And yet we have to stick with this fucking constitution that they gave us, and yet we still believe in America. I think this is who they are. They're trying to act in America's self-interest. However, I didn't ask them to do that, neither did any of you. They took that on themselves and gained their power legally by telling Congress, we legally need this power not to tell you shit. And Congress, as idiots, said, oh, okay, that makes sense. And of course, it did make sense the way it's presented. Listen, because keep in mind, some of our and also in the CIA, you think that there's anybody in the CIA who knows everything? No, indeed. It's a bunch of independent, rampant agents running around creating black programs, costing billions of dollars and deciding for their program alone who has a need to know. And certainly not presidents. What, the president wants to know everything? Fuck him. I say no. Vote it out. This is the reality. Please, people, wake up and just see this so obvious truth. It's not a horrible truth. It's like, oh my God, Satan has invaded us. No, we've been invaded by seemingly, I don't know, people with a heart. Maybe. I mean, they whack a lot of people and they're chasing me all over the fucking world because I say shit like this. Who would not chase me from the CIA if they listened to this interview?
Sure.
And you wonder why I'm living in a room that no signal can get into or out of, because I will not stop saying it, people. I will not tell myself that lie, because if I didn't tell myself that lie and believe it, I could not tell you.
Sure.
But this is the truth.
I guess, you know, a few of the audience questions are, you know, with blockchain and crypto, for instance, you're obviously a big proponent of it. Where do you think we're going in the next couple of years with it? You know, why hasn't it been adopted yet? When do you think it will be, I guess?
Well, I don't understand when people say why it hasn't been adopted yet. Mm-hmm. Every house I purchased in the past few years, every car, my clothes, bulletproof vests, I buy with crypto.
Sure.
Now, I've adopted it, and I can't be the only person on the planet, else there will not be other people who would cooperate with my adoption of it. So, no, it is being adopted. Okay, and you ask me what's going to happen. Well, it depends on two things. Are we smart enough to understand the gift we have been given with cryptocurrency? And it didn't come from any one person. Please, God, we're all standing on the shoulders of giants. Who stood on the shoulders of giants? Okay.
Sure.
It's just one next step. But it came from the people, not from the government. It didn't come from the military program. It didn't come from Samsung or China. No, it came from ordinary geeks who were programmers. And then they gave it to the world through open source. And then it took off from there. And there are now tens of thousands of developers of this, all of them just regular old people. So, meanwhile, governments are working as fast as they can to develop their own crypto. China's doing it. You know, every country will have its own cryptocurrency. I mean, it's a lot more efficient, cheaper, faster, the whole ball of wax. So
do you worry about China being the first, do you worry about China being the first one to put their crypto out there and possibly, you know, maybe disrupting or destabling the US dollar as a global reserve currency because they would have so many adopters from day one?
I could give a shit. I'm more concerned about, will you actually just tell yourself not to use it or any cryptocurrency that did not come from the people? Because I promise you, China's and afterwards Americans, everyone who has them, they will not be for us. They will be the tool that governments use to monitor your every financial move, which they don't have now.
Sure.
And if you want that, then use it. So if China comes out with theirs, it doesn't concern me. I'm not using it. If anybody in the world is stupid enough to do so, then please. And when China says, if you don't use it, it's illegal, it will jail you. I would remind you that, you know, when they shut down crypto 2 years ago, it didn't stop anybody from using crypto. When America 75 years ago passed draconian laws to jail people for possession or use of marijuana. Listen, I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy who smokes marijuana. So I know what's happening.
Right.
This is the same thing, people. It's yours. Don't give in to governments.
Cool. I know we're almost out of time here, man. So I'll just ask a bunch of questions. If you just give like one word answers for people, that would be awesome. So are you still staying with your Bitcoin predictions?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. Favorite movie?
Whoa. I'm sorry. That's a tough one. Depends on my mood. I mean, the one I've seen the most times is Blade Runner.
Blade Runner. The original?
1982 version, not the new one. Gotcha. 1982 with Harrison Ford, directed by Ridley Scott, and produced by Sir Run Shaw.
Right.
And based on an original screenplay by Hampton Fancher, which I wish they had kept to. Anyway, I would say
Blade Runner. Next. All right. Scotch or whiskey?
Fuck me, scotch.
What brand?
No, I don't give a shit. If it's single malt, I will drink it.
My man, love it. All right. So then if you had a time machine and you can go forward in time or back in time, as far as you wanted, but you had to stay there, when, why, and where, I guess.
I'd stay exactly where I am.
Yeah.
I'm moving from this spot. Why? It took me 74 years to reach this level of serenity with the world, with my wife, with my life. I live in a constant state of joy. I'm sorry to have to tell you that, U.S. government, but I do. Even when I was in jail in the Dominican Republic 4 months ago, I was having a blast. I was joking and laughing. My cellmates were laughing. Janice, who's in the cell block next door. Jesus, you know, I'm just happy. And, I would not go anywhere. However, if I could get to come back, I want to go back and have dinner with Charles Darwin.
All right. Well, I know we're out of time, man. What is that you're smoking? Is that nicotine or is that weed?
Yeah. See, I wish I knew. Here's the problem in the newfangled world. This is allegedly a vape. However, it does use these little cartridges, which is not tobacco. If you can see this,
yep.
It does have a filter. And it does have substances which look like tobacco, but is not, and it creates smoke.
Interesting.
God knows what this is doing to my body.
So you don't know what
I wanted to try it out since everyone over here in this part of the Arctic Circle uses these things.
Gotcha. So what's your favorite drug of choice then? So you don't know what that is, but you're enjoying it. If you couldn't have that, what would you have?
Okay. Drug of choice. For what? For sex? For introspection?
Oh, wow.
For going out and watching a football game? For driving on the highway at 150 miles an hour? For evading the police? For staying up for 10 days in a row? I don't know. Tell me what you want it for.
I guess just to relax. I didn't realize there was so much variety out there. That was, a silly question from me.
Okay, well, if I were to get up from this and go back to my accommodations, I would probably sit back on the sofa and light up some good cheese weed. I don't know if in that part of the world you know what cheese is. Over here it's called cheese. Those who speak English, which is few. And open a bottle of scotch, pour a glass of wine, and borrow a pack of cigarettes from my security guards and just pig out.
That's awesome. So weed, scotch, cigarettes, there you go. All at once.
That's it. I think so. You've got the wine. Wine. Okay. So here's why Janice is not here. Okay. Somebody drank my fucking bottle of wine before he got in here. And I know who it is. One of my wayward helpers, but he just can't help himself with wine. And so no, you have to have wine with everything. You gotta wash it. You gotta eventually wash all that taste out of your mouth. Cigarettes, okay, weed, and scotch, although scotch is very flavorful. After a couple of minutes, the taste begins to sour. So no. Drink a couple of bottles of wine per evening is healthy for almost everyone.
A couple bottles of wine per evening is healthy.
Yeah, I think so. And thank you so much.
You're awesome, buddy. Thanks. All right. Take care. Be safe out there. All right. God bless.
Welcome back, peeps, and a huge thanks to John. It was awesome to hear your thoughts and kind of gain perspective on why you do what you do and think the way that you do. So really appreciate you making time for us.
Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right.
God bless you. Love you. Till the next one. Talk to you soon.